Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Evans Azininga. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the Powering Africa Summit taking place in Washington, D.C. The summit is celebrating its 10th anniversary under the theme, The Future of the U.S. and Africa Energy Partnership. It's highlighting the role of finance in accelerating Africa's energy transition. U.S. and African government leaders, investors, and industry experts are converging in Washington, D.C. since yesterday for 2 days for a high-level discussion and networking session. The thrust comes with a regional focus to foster strategic partnerships to address energy needs across the continent. Attending the summit from Zimbabwe are the Minister of Energy and Power Development, Mr. July Moyo, Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube, Zambezi River Authority ZRA Chief Executive, Mr. Munyaradzi Munodawafa, and Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority ZERA CEO, Mr. Eddington Mazambani, amongst other dignitaries. The summit is taking place at a time when Zimbabwe is facing a severe power crisis with daily power cuts in some areas lasting for many hours. Businesses are struggling to operate, with many relying on expensive diesel generators to stay afloat. The power crisis is also affecting Zimbabwe's economic growth, and Studio 7 was at the summit yesterday, and Taboka Ncube filed this report.
In his remarks on day one of the summit, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Europe, Eurasia, Africa and Middle East, Office of International Affairs in the U.S. Department of Energy, Mr. Joshua Voles, emphasized the need for people-centered, profitable partnerships between American investors and African countries.
If we are looking to go from where we are now to an acceleration of where we want to be tomorrow, we cannot remain stagnant in what that partnership looks like and how we express that partnership together. And that's been articulated, again, by a number of folks within the administration and talking about the need to move from aid to investment. And that really is going to sit at the heart of what our partnership is going to look like moving forward.
The Zimbabwean delegation led by Energy and Power Development Minister July Moyo expressed renewed hope that President Donald Trump's administration will strengthen government-to-government partnerships.
The vision that we have is that any investor in the West has been a historical investor with us, and we still think that a meeting like this, where we can explain our situation, where we can explain how we can protect businesses that want to come and invest in Zimbabwe. That's what we came to explain. Both the Minister of Finance and myself are keen that American investors can come.
Zimbabwe's Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube told investors that his country is ready to sign deals, saying the summit continues to give Zimbabwe an opportunity to partner with other players in the industry.
First of all, Zimbabwe is looking for investors in the energy sector, but also as something to contribute in terms of how to work with investors. But also we've come to learn from others as to how we can attract various investors into our various projects. As you know, we've got an array of opportunities in the energy sector. We have abundance in Gulf coal, for example. So in terms of thermal power, we need more investors. That's a resource that we have over 200 years in terms of a deposit of coal. But also we have abundant opportunities in the renewable energy space. And again, we're keen to grow this renewable energy space, get more investors, so that we can diversify our energy sources.
Zambezi River Authority Chief Executive Munyaradzi Munodawafa said they have a number of power projects that they are working on.
We have a lot of projects, power projects, that need to be realized along the river, renewable energy projects. So, Powering Africa Summit is an opportunity for us to find out who we can partner with, who can assist us so that we realize this project.
Boholo Kenewendo, Botswana Minister of Minerals and Energy, said the Southern Africa Power Pool, a coalition of Zimbabwe, Botswana, Zambia and South Africa, is a drive that is in motion and is expected to tackle the power crisis in the region.
Southern Africa Power Pool is a very important aspect of how we trade energy in the region, but also how we develop regional infrastructure. And we are looking for partners and investment for infrastructure development to ensure that the Southern Africa Power Pool actually functions effectively. And so it is the transmission lines between Botswana and South Africa, then the transmission line between Botswana and Zambia and Zimbabwe that are very critical.
During the two-day summit, U.S. government officials, African energy ministers and investors are discussing synergies in the energy sector, and the event is being held at a time the U.S. government is shifting towards profitable investments in Africa and other parts of the world. The summit came at a time when Zimbabwe, Zambia, South Africa, and other African countries are facing a power crisis, with some retailers in Zimbabwe closing, citing high operational costs due to power cuts. Tabaka Ncube, VOA News, Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Tabaka. There, before we bring our guests for the day, let's take a quick short break and we will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Those who have just joined us, please note we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. We are struggling today with our network for our guests to join us, but I understand we have Mr. Charles Mutama ready to go. Mr. Mutama is the leader of Patriotic Zimbabweans. He is based here in Maryland. Mr. Mutama, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Zanek.
You are welcome, sir. Thank you for being on the show today.
It's my pleasure, and thank you very much for inviting me.
We were hoping to get another guest. Our producers are still grappled with that. We will probably get someone as we go along. But let's kick off the show, Mr. Mutama. It's been a crazy, busy 2 days from yesterday and today with this Powering Africa Summit. What do you make of this summit? Let's start from there.
This summit is very important because it brings together government officials at a high level, policymakers within the United States, and then government officials in the United States and from Africa. So the importance of this summit is that it brings together multilateral institutions, development funding institutions, as well as governments in Africa, so that they can collectively or in a mutually beneficial engagement attempt to solve the problem of liquidity or financing when it comes to energy projects in Africa, where we realize there is a huge deficit in terms of energy, electricity, coal.
But coal mothers.
And other forms of energy.
Aha. Great intro there to the topic there, Mr. Mutama. Now, I understand you've had a chance to be in both sides of the world. In the U.S., you've seen how the energy sector is going. You've seen how the energy sector is also going in Africa, particularly in Zimbabwe. What do you think is the current status of the electricity situation today in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, the issue of electricity in Zimbabwe is quite a daunting task to solve, considering that the demand is very huge when it comes to domestic consumption as well as industrial consumption. So what happens is there is a demand from the mining sector, from the agricultural sector, and then, of course, from our households in Zimbabwe. Then we have the situation of the Wange power station and the Kariba hydro power generation, which has not been sufficient to meet the demands of those areas that I've outlined. So what is needed, therefore, is to expand the provision of energy in Zimbabwe through various options, such as renewable energy, solar voltaic energy, small and modular reactors, waste-to-energy plants that can generate extra energy. And then, of course, there's a need to privatize energy production and allow private players to enter, as well as allow municipalities to purchase electricity from these private players, so that this problem can be solved once and for all.
Mm-hmm. Let's hold it right there, Mr. Mutama. I will come back to you in a moment. I understand we've got another guest joining us. Mr. Mavaza, can you hear me?
Yes, what's good?
Thank you, thank you. We are live on Live Talk this Friday, and we are discussing the heated topic of energy in Zimbabwe at the backdrop of the Powering Africa Summit that's going on as we speak here in Washington, D.C. Just to give you a bit of background, we had the opportunity yesterday to meet the Minister of Energy, Vajulai Moyo. We also met the Minister of Finance, Mthuli Ncube. And there were also other stakeholders from the electricity sector within the region, as well as Zimbabwe at large. Now, this is the 10th time ministers, dignitaries, captains of industries are meeting with the U.S. government in D.C. to discuss opportunities and the future of electricity in Africa at large. Now, I'd like you to come in, Mr. Mavaza, and let us have your thoughts on what you make of this Powering Africa Summit.
Thank you very much. To start with, you know, this is a high time now as Africa and as Zimbabwe in particular. We should translate a summit into action. We've had so many summits, and it is not translated into action. This summit has come at a time when Zimbabwe is actually suffering under a heavy blackout, which have been very unprecedented. And as the Minister of Energy is there, he has been running up and down from every power station to make sure that at least we can sustain some little light in the country. So we are looking at this summit is to yield a lot of results. However, the problem we are having is, regardless of what will come out of the summit, our hope relies on what would the American government decide at the end of the day. Because if you look, most of the summits which were sanctioned by the UN, the fund was withdrawn by the American government under the new administration. It is our fear now that is this another waste of time? We are hoping as a country, and we are hoping as a party, that the American government will not yield its ex again against the allowances or funds given to the countries to light their country, to put energy, to energize their areas. We do have a serious problem where the energy is not only a problem in Zimbabwe, but in South Africa, Mozambique, Zambia. Zambia is on load shedding. South Africa goes more often on load shedding. Zimbabwe, we cannot talk about that. Mozambique is here and there. So we are saying this summit is actually a glimmer of light in the darkness which has enveloped our countries so far. Mm-hmm. But however, at the end of the day, I'm happy to hear that one of the sessions in the summit, they will be discussing more of empowering Africa with solar energy. We are a continent blessed so much with solar, and then we just need the technology to capture it and distribute it, and we might not be crying for electricity or any other form of energy elsewhere. So we are hoping that there will be a great change and not only a talk.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps before we go back to Mr. Mtama, let me throw another question your way. And just to let you know, I was there yesterday at the summit, and the U.S. State Department was well represented. And one of the key pointers that the U.S. was giving to African leaders that were in this meeting was the U.S. would like to move away from the syndrome of aiding and giving handouts to more of a symbiotic, let's work, give money, do something, let's be profitable kind of approach. And you seem to want to say you want to go back to the idea of having a lot of funding coming to the way to Zimbabwe, well, and Africa at large. Is there a way you think Zimbabwe in particular can survive outside the handout approach?
Yeah, the handout syndrome is quite a menace in so many economies and countries. But what we are saying here is we are not saying we need to rely fully on the handouts. We are not a charity case. We are simply saying we need a push start, because we have been literally destroyed economically by these handouts. And we are saying because we are now in a system where we cannot breathe, we need to be given that breathing space, and which will be in forms of donations, in forms of contributions, to make us start our own power generators, our own solar capturing methods in Africa, so that we will be able to be actually our energy to other countries. We are capable of running, of making our own energy and supplying to our. We are simply saying we need the assistance. What we are asking for now is capital, not a donation. Mm-hmm. We are asking for a capital where we'll be able to run our energies, and if we have got excess, we can even sell and pay back whatever we've been assisted with. So we are looking for assistance and not for donations.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to Mr. Mtama. Now, Mr. Mtama, there is a general drive towards green energy across the world, and I'm glad Ramaphosa mentioned something to do with that as well in his remarks just now. We've heard of failed power projects in Zimbabwe before. We've seen open ground, open spaces that were reserved for solar power systems, and it was talked about, but until now, nothing tangible has been shown to the people. Now, do you see the feasibility of solar energy investments in Zimbabwe at a commercial level?
Absolutely, there is a viability in solar energy generation in Zimbabwe, provided there are minimum guarantees that have to be met, because this is investment. I'm going to speak as a leader of an organization which does capital raising for companies in Southern Africa. Mm-hmm. And what we have realized from as Chirandu Consulting Limited Liability Company, is the fact that investors prefer an engagement where there is investment, there are a return on their investment, and then, of course, there are guarantees in their investment. Therefore, there have to be guarantees by the government. There have to be collateralization of certain sectors in order for there to be a relationship between these investors and the government. And, of course, with the private players that come up with solar projects. So we have to look at it from a perspective of debt and equity, and of course the stake that investors we have. That will guarantee the success of solar projects in Zimbabwe and Southern Africa in general.
Mm-hmm. But do you see this happening in practical in Zimbabwe?
It can happen, but the pace at which it will occur is very slow. Unless there is a reform in terms of how this regime of energy generation is transformed. For example, earlier on I mentioned that there is a need to privatize this sector and move it away from government or the public sector. Once it is privatized, then, for example, mining companies, municipalities can negotiate for energy options of their own choice. And then, of course, they can even negotiate the tariffs at their own terms, depending on the needs of the investors and, of course, the consumers. That can be the mines and the municipalities.
Mm-hmm. Let me come back to Vamalaza. Tirimuna April, Vamalaza, 2025. Zimbabwe, yave kushitsa makore mangani yabva kurusununguko yawana rusununguko ruzere chiri kumboita kuti iko zvino nyika inge isati yasvika pakugona kuti nyika munhu wese awane magetsi nemakore saya afambwa nerwendo rweupenyu neZimbabwe chii vamavazi
right kutanga solar and energy storage summit. But kupinda mbuzo wenye doye kuti makore saya zunu zanga zuchi itangata angeta dambu ziko nekuti takata mira mumaoko emufambi atina kutamira maoko embereki. Saka mfambi aka vafamba ne maoko ake teka sarata tamira dombo. So andore wa nduze kuti takanyanya kuvimba ne waitimatsira neku ne mari yekubatsirwa nayo isiri mari yekuvaka simba remagetsi uyezve takanyanya kudziwa nezvatanga tinazvo iko zvinezvi kune zvizhinji zvakaitika muZimbabwe zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe. Chekutanga ndechekuti simba remagetsi mishini yacho yaitora kana kuti yaiteya magetsi achizoendeswa muDzimba yakanga yachembera zvekuti yaida kunge ichachinjwa. Isusu senyika yanga iri pasi pezvirango zveupfumi zvaa zvakatiomera kutenga mimwe mishina yaidiwa. Asi munogona kuona kuti kubva pakazopinda baba Mnangagwa Pachigaro kubva 2017 kana 2018 tine magridi akawanda akagadzirwa nemishina yakawanda yakatengwa kugadzira magridi iwaya anoumba magetsi kubva kuhwange kana nekukaribha. Iko zvino tichitaura kukaribha kuri kutovakwa kuti tikwanise kuteya magetsi akawanda anobva kuZambia, kuCongo, tiwe nemuzinda uyo atinobika magetsi edu tega nekugovana nevana veZimbabwe magetsi tisina dambudziko. Kamungada kuziva baba vaZininga ndechekuti vaMugabe vakanga vari mushishi rekuti tive nemagetsi mumisha yese yainzi electricity to all. And the project here by Angelo Gengrambeli takazorohwa musoro takazorohwa panhongonya nedemo rezvirango zveupfumi zvakaita kuti zvakanga zvarongwa zvanga zvichida kuti zviitike hazvina kuenderera mberi. Saka tairwisana nebudiriro yevana veZimbabwe uko tichirwisana nemitongo yezvirango yatanga takatemerwa. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti hatisi kunyanya kutambura nekuti tiri kutadza asi kungoti zvakatomerawo vanhu vese vari munharaunda medu vakaita seZambia, South Africa, kusanganisa neMozambique neAngola. Tiri kutoedzawo mushishi nekuti aiwa tinge takamira toga yatinoti self-sustainance, tikukwanisa kugadzira magetsi toga, tikukwanisa kuagovera magetsi aya kune vanhu vakawanda toga. Saka zvichaitika manje manje, tiri mushishi rekuzvigadzira uyezve kuri yatingati revamping
itai muchipendera vamavaza. Ndinoda kuti vamutama vagowanawo mukana wekupindura tisati tapedza.
Yes, ndaida kuti kune mapoka nemapoka akagadzikwa nehurumende anoongorora nekugadzira magetsi kuti awanikwe achiwanikwa kumunhu wese ari muZimbabwe. Saka hongu yes, idambudziko kuti makore awanda tichizvitonga asi tiri kungotambura. Iyi ichava nyaya yekupedzisira. Kubva gore riri kuuya tinenge taakugadzira magetsi, hatichapinda mudambudziko ratinaro izvi.
Mm-hmm. Vamutama, manzwa here mashoko ari kutaurwa navamavazayo?
Mashoko avari kutaura ndikuanzwa makukutu. Ndazwa ndapabata vataura zvirango zveupfumi zvakakosha zvikuru panyaya yezvematongerwo eupfumi hwenyika yedu zvichienderana nenyaya dzemagetsi. Asi chikuru chandinoda kusimbisa inini ndechekuti hurumende inosungirwa kunge ichiita nyaya dzemuteero. Ndo nyaya dzainofanirwa nemutemo yezvemagetsi munyika. Tinangoti inini makambani private sector ndo anokwanisa kuwandudza nyaya yemagetsi munyika. Masimba iwayo akapiwa makambani ari muprivate sector, tinoona nyaya yemagetsi ichikwanisa kugadziriswa munyika. Asi takasiyira hurumende kuti iite zvekupa magetsi zvinonetsa, nokuti tikangoti mitemo yemuhurumende inotora nguva yakarebesa kusiyana nezvemuprivate sector. Vemuprivate sector vanokwanisa kuwirirana, vakataurirana, vangava vemamaini, vangava vemaindustries, angave izvekare mamunicipalities edu akashanda neprivate sector zvinokwanisa kufamba nekukurumbidza. Asi tikasiyira hurumende chete tinenge tichikanganisa, nekuti hurumende inofanira kungoziva kushanda nemitemo yekuti zveenergy kana kuti zvemagetsi zvemuZimbabwe zvinofamba so, zvinofamba zvakanaka, vanhu vane mutero here, vari kuita here zviri pamutemo. Asi kuti hurumende tiisire migirini ukuru hwese hwekugadzisa magetsi munyika, tingangoti hapana chatinokwanisa kugadzirisa padambudziko ratinaro panguva inoi. Saka ngatiende kuprivate sector, nekuti ndokune pundutso yemagetsi muZimbabwe nemuAfrica yose.
Aha, dai tiine nguva yakawanda tatienderereri kumberi zvishoma, asi nekuda kwenguva yedu regai tigumire pano kwanhasi. Let's thank again our guests on today's show, patriotic Zimbabweans leader Mr. Charles Mutama, who is based in Maryland, and also Dr. Masimba Mavaza, a legal mind based in UK and strongly affiliated to ZANU-PF. I should mention that Mavaza for the public's interest. And this will bring us to the end of our show today. We look forward to more shows coming on. And until we meet again, I am signing off in Washington. This is Evans Zininga.